brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lindsey Williams is coming up. I'm going to go to Bill and Robert and Brian and Paul and Dwight and others. I've been meaning to get into this carbon tax, man. It's so important. I just can't believe they're actually doing it. They're announcing they're going to ban public gatherings. They're announcing they're going to, quote, curtail with specifics that you've got to get a government license showing that your travel is essential. And you go, but that'll hurt the tourist industry. The globalists just made $50-plus trillion globally, $23.7 trillion of it on U.S. taxpayers in the last 10 months. Don't you get it, folks? I've got Club of Rome and all their documents where they say they don't want us to have any industry. They want a post-industrial world. In fact, there was a Club of Rome article today. I thought I printed it, but it's not in my stack. Yeah, here it is. Agenda 21, the death knell of liberty. It's a great article by the Canadian Free Press we got up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. It says, the common enemy of humanity is man. This is from the first global revolution, 1993. And then in 1960s, I've got them saying this almost the same. Hundreds of times I've read this in different permutations. The common enemy of humanity is man. See, the elite see themselves as humanity and the rest of us as subhuman. That's what that little coded statement means. The common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea of that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. See, they're just making it up. They came up with the idea. Danger, danger, Will Robertson. Democracy is no longer well-suited for the task ahead. From the Club of Rome's The First Global Revolution, page 71, 1993. Therefore, send not to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. John Donne, 1572. Means don't go looking and asking in the town who the bell tolls for. Who's going to be hung? Who's going to have the blackbirds pull their eyes out of their sockets? For it, it's tolling for you, buddy. Oh, it's so sick. And just the idiots just keep marching, giving their kids the shots, not caring about anything real, only caring about sports. They get a gleam in their eye for some stupid basketball team or baseball. They don't get a gleam in their eye for freedom or to keep the little kids from drinking poison in the water on purpose. All the intellectuals make Dr. Strangelove, Jack T. Ripper jokes. It's all funny. It's cute. The common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that population, the threat of global warming and water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. Democracy is no longer well-suited for the task ahead. From the Club of Rome, The First Global Revolution, page 71, 1993. And Richard N. Haass has quoted similar things in the CFR last year. The head of the CFR. You can go to Infowars.com, click on Agenda 21, The Death Knell of Liberty, and you go read the stinking book. There's a university link. You can read it. A scan of the book itself. It's yellowed cover. But I know, you're going to just say, no, they're not license plate scanning. They're not tracking my cell phone. They're not putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. There is no global tax. There is no Copenhagen-Denmark meeting. I've got the document. It says global government. People are like, well, we do need a global government. There's one on Star Trek. Yeah, but this one will cut your nuts off. Excuse me for talking like that. I apologize. This one is going to sterilize you before they kill your ass dead in a hammer. You got that, you stupid people? Respond. React to the threat. Get up.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the last hour and 52 minutes today, we're going to be joined by Lindsey Williams. Throughout the interview, I'm going to be covering different pieces of news in context to what he's discussing. Now, before we introduce Lindsey Williams, I want to cover several issues here today. On this Monday, October 19th, 2009, live edition. Now, I did the first 2 hours and 5 minutes of the radio show, just radio. But always in the last 2 hours, sometimes more, we simulcast the live radio show in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the PrisonPlanet.tv members that are viewing the show right now. I want to welcome you. Also, my new film, Fall of the Republic, it is coming out very, very soon. We're about 48 hours away right now. It's coming out at 3 p.m. Central Time, and that is going to be this Wednesday, October 21st. In fact, we'll punch up on the screen the Yahoo page for Fall of the Republic. And I want to encourage all of the listeners to be part of this resistance against tyranny, to not procrastinate, to get the DVD, to make copies, to get it out to people. My other films, Endgame, Terror Storm, Obama Deception, the mainstream media have admitted they've been seen tens of millions of times, over 100 million times total that we know of. It has been devastating to the globalist. This film is a quantum leap in production quality, a quantum leap in the material. It shows who the globalists are, what their master plan is, and how we are going to stop these people. So again, you can click on Infowars.com on the top banner, and it will take you to the shopping cart where you can get the DVD and then make copies of it. We want to have an explosion of DVDs on the street in the next week. We want to see an explosion at PrisonPlanet.tv of people downloading the film, burning it to disc, and giving it to people. Please take action. It is so vitally important that this happen. I have spent so much time and so much energy and so much treasure getting this done, and I'm just begging you to get it and get it out to everyone, please. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It's not even basically a pre-order now. I mean, ordering this now, it's starting to ship out tomorrow and Wednesday, so it's not even a pre-order. Animal simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv for members on Wednesday, 3 p.m., first place you're going to see it. Please get the trailers that are on Infowars.com by clicking on the Fall of the Republic banner. Email them to your whole email list. Get it out to everybody. And if you're not going to buy the DVD, if you're not going to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, that's fine. It will show up all over the internet by Thursday. We'll try to find the best encode on YouTube that somebody with a director channel has and link to that. But we won't be able to make films of this caliber in the future unless we get the financial support. We got it with Obama deception, so I took the extra profits from that and upped the production quality on this. It's an even bigger gamble. I don't care. I'd give my life to stop the New World Order right now if I thought that was needed. I am committed. I know there's no future unless we do this. But YouTube isn't crisp and clear. It's getting a little bit better. PrisonPlanet.tv is, I mean, it is DVD quality. Now, if you don't have a super high-powered connection, that's okay. We've got it in super high quality, medium quality, and then even the small file looks a lot better than YouTube and Google. We got a DivX file that this time encoded better than our medium quality. So it's made, for those that know this stuff, to be able to put it on regular computer disc, and almost all new DVD players the last few years play DivX. So you can say, you can just give these 20-cent discs, is what a regular disc, it's not a DVD, it's a disc, a regular disc. You can give this to people and it'll play on most players. Just put a sticker on there or tell them, hey, if this doesn't play on yours, it's because you don't have a DivX DVD player. It'll play on your computer. The point is, PrisonPlanet.tv is an arsenal of resistance to this tyranny. And we want everybody to go get the $5.95 monthly membership. That pays for our bandwidth. You can share your passcode with six people. But if they share it, you won't be able to simultaneously get on. One passcode allows six computers to attach to it at one time. It's set at six right now, right? We had it set at nine, but it was crashing our servers. Right, Matt? What is the server set at right now, guys? How many computers can sign on? It is six. Okay. Yeah, it's okay. That's why I was just double checking we hadn't changed it. I told them turn it up to like nine, and it was, even with our big CDNs, it was too expensive. I have a $400,000 a year bandwidth bill. It's actually more than that. Listen, the issue here is, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm gonna go to Lindsey Williams here, is that this is a big deal. This is important. Okay. I wanted to introduce Lindsey Williams with the fact that Bilderberg in 2008, Jim Tucker and my sources as well as Daniel Estulin, all reported that the Bilderberg group was planning to slash oil prices by at least half. That would have been $75. Lindsey Williams, who did work for Atlantic Richfield and other big oil companies as a high-level minister, he was a ground-level minister, but they brought him in to be part of the board meetings. That's pretty standard in many cases. And he heard them when they found all the extra oil in Alaska, more than Saudi Arabia. He heard them say, we can't pump this out. That's now come out in the Associated Press 20 years after he broke it and wrote a best-selling book about it. So he's been confirmed. That's who we have on here, who's been confirmed over and over again, who we can trust, who we know is accurate. This 80-plus-year-old, I think he said 87-year-old, former executive. I know who it is, what company, but I'm not at liberty to say. But the point is, there were several oil companies involved, three big ones. I'm just going to leave it at that. Because it was a joint deal. A lot of times oil companies are a joint deal. Lindsay put out a video that was number one on Google off and on for about 6 months. So tens of millions of views conservatively. They called up and said, we're going to kill you if you don't shut up. You were brought into this in confidence. Don't talk about how there's plenty of oil anymore. But the guy was dying, thought he was dying at the time, just like E. Howard Hunt went public a year before he died, thinking he was going to die, and then right before he did die, admitting he ran the op to kill Kennedy. It's now declassified, basically. But the issue here is he thought he was going to die and said, but here's what I can tell you. Lindsay has now talked to him. He doesn't really like what's happening, but he's still a globalist. And the guy may die soon, so we may be able to, in the next year or so, give you his name, as long as Lindsay sticks around and he's in great health. He's a old-timer himself. But enough of me. The point is, Lindsay said it's $150 a barrel right now, but he said within 3 months it's going to drop below 50. Everybody laughed at him. Because we just had for Bilderberg, they were going to cut it in half. That would have been down to 75. And that sounded insane. In fact, there's the Prison Planet article that we posted. Leaked agenda, Bilderberg Group plans economic depression. And in the article from May 6th is just the footnote. And somebody pointed out after Lindsay went public that we'd already put this intel out. So see, not only am I confirming what Lindsay said from his source, we separately already had this, but we weren't smart like Lindsay to make the prediction and point it out. This was just intel that we came up with. So in fact, there it is, about the $150 a barrel, and just amazing. Oh, that's Watson reporting on our original report. Let me give you the original report. Here it is. Secret Bilderberg agenda to microchip Americans and June 10th, 2008. That's the original article that had it. So that said, Lindsay Williams, we'll just get to the end of the show today because I'm going to him later and I apologize. He is here with us, but the whole global agenda is unfolding. Now, oil went back up, but Lindsay said for at least a year. And for a year, it was on average at about $55, I've done the math, right around $55 a barrel, like he said. Now it's gone up to 76, 79 is the high earlier today. The trolls tried to discredit Lindsay, saying, oh, look, it went back up. No, his prediction was it would go down for a year. And it wasn't a prediction, it was he was told this by an insider. Lindsay, we're going to break in 2 minutes, but great to have you back with us. You're breaking this news here. We're honored to have you. This guy spilt his guts, as you told me during the break, believing he may die anytime. We're going to get even more from a high-level insider today. Thanks for breaking it here.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me the privilege of being on your show today. Alex, do you realize that this is the first radio talk show that I've done in 3 months? I have not done a single show with anybody in 3 months. Your producer called me back about 2 months ago, and he said, the price of crude oil is going up. Alex said, would you appear on the show? I said, would you please give me a rain check? I said, until I know what I'm talking about, until I have talked with the elite themselves and can tell you that I guarantee this is going to take place, I don't want to be on your show. I said, please give me a rain check. And when I know what I'm talking about, instead of guessing, I'll be glad to be there. Alex Jones Show today is the first show I have appeared on in 3 months, and no one has ever heard the material that you're going to hear in a few minutes, because when I got back from 3 months of being absent, one morning I felt, hey, I should pick up the telephone and call these people and ask them what they're doing. And I did. Just a few days ago, I picked up the phone. Sure enough, he answered the phone the first time around. He's over 85 years of age. He nearly died last winter. I didn't know that. Alex, he confessed everything. Have you ever thought about the fact that when a person is facing eternity, and everybody knows that graveyard's out there, do you realize that even the elite themselves, when they're facing such circumstances as that, will oftentimes tell you things that they would never tell you otherwise?
Charlotte Iserby's father was Skull and Bones and confessed and repented right before he died of cancer and cried his guts out. It's never too late. Just like the thief on the cross. Pastor, stay with us. We're coming right back.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here. After Lindsay lays out the new revelations he got from his Bilderberg Group Inside Source, I'm going to go over the announcements that they may cancel the World Cup because of emissions. And they're saying they may ban air travel unless you get a government authorization. Folks, Schwarzenegger's announced they're banning above 40-inch televisions and going to tax all the rest. The enemy is coming in like a flood. This is not a joke. Now, I'm going to shut up in this segment, the next completely. Lindsey Williams, talk to me like I'm a five-year-old. We have a lot of new listeners. Give them the basics. This insider who almost died has now given you even more information. Pastor Lindsey Williams, you've got the floor.
Alex, you're right. This is not a joke. This man's confessed everything. Over 85 years of age, almost died last winter, and I have not talked to him for 2 years. And 2 years ago, he said the price of crude oil is going from $147 to $50 a barrel. And everybody said, you're stupid, you're crazy, your credibility is going to be destroyed if you dare give out such frivolous information. I did 3 months later because I have never found these individuals to be wrong. They know what they're doing. They know where they're going. Whenever they say it, you can believe it's going to happen. Wall Street couldn't take it. The OPEC couldn't handle it. And it went to $50 a barrel. In fact, it went down to $34 a barrel. It's going back up to $70. It's going to fluctuate back and forth in between there. And, Alex, when I told that, there was only one or two little old bitty radio talk shows that would dare even allow me on to tell something so stupid. And Wall Street, even some Wall Street people were laughing at me and saying it'll so impact the world it couldn't possibly happen. But, Alex, it happened. Now, I said all of that to say this. This man confessed everything. He sees the graveyards are around the corner. And what you are about to hear this hour, this morning, is shocking. I was stunned when this individual told me this, and I'm still shaken. I mean, you're bound to hear it in my voice. Alex, I am so glad you're coming out with this new DVD. I haven't seen it yet. Since I just got back in the office the other day, I have not the slightest idea that you were putting this out. Folks, you've got to get Alex Jones' new DVD, because when you hear what this elitist told me within the past few days, you're going to know that everything Alex Jones is saying to you is true. You have got to get his DVD. You must pass it out to 3 or 4 million people within the first week's time. Alex, I am so congratulative. I am congratulating you to no end for what you're saying.
Lindsey, I want to congratulate you, and hopefully later you're going to tell us about some media you put together to get your inside info out. But you said he said for at least 1 year it would go to 50. It went to actually 32 at its low one time. Stayed around 50 for the year, as you said. It's gone back up a bit now. What is going on? Give us the inside intel.
Well, everything he said back then happened exactly like he said it, and everything that you're going to hear me say that he had said in the past few days is going to happen exactly like he says. You remember a number of years ago, there was a man who wrote a book. His name was Quigley. It was entitled Tragedy and Hope, and it came to pass exactly as he said it. And when Quigley came out with the book, he was one of them. He was one of the elitists himself. And when he came out with the book, everybody said, Quigley, nobody, why would you dare give out the secrets of the elite? And aren't you afraid giving that out? And Quigley responded, nobody's going to believe it anyway. Now, I'm going to tell you up front right now, whenever I tell you the thing, and this is so different than anything you've ever heard before. This man gave me things that has to do with other things besides anything you've even imagined. And when you hear this, I'm warning you in advance, this is psychologically shaking information. And you are going to have a difficult time believing it. But as I said the other
hold
day,
on, hold on, Lindsey. Lindsey, you're starting to freak me out. You said 25 or longer ago, there was oil all over Alaska. You were there. You said where it was at. They've now had to admit that and that they're holding those reserves. You wrote a best-selling book about that. Over and over again, what you've said has been accurate. But then what you said 2 years ago was stunningly accurate. It was actually worse than what you said, not to 50, but to 32. You're telling me now this is – I haven't heard this. Again, you just contacted us and said, I'm ready to tell you this. This guy thinks he may die. I mean, compared to last time, you're saying he spilt his guts. So we're going to go to break. It's a 15-minute segment. It's actually longer than that. It's a 17-minute segment. You're going to have the complete floor. I want you to just roll through what he told you when we come back, Lindsey Williams, very honored he's breaking this here. I have nothing but respect for Lindsey, and his information has always proven to be 100% dead on. And so I am very upset about what we're about to hear. I think I've got enough to imagine what it's going to be because I've got the documents right over here. And it's just how deep does this rabbit hole go? We'll find out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJSeed.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part, you'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system-building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
I don't know how anybody could be bored. You thrill seekers out there, you're not going to find thrills bungee cord jumping or climbing mountains like you're going to find fighting tyranny. There's a whole war going on with the social engineers bringing in their planetary eugenics government. It's in all their documents, all their statements. I mean, I have Reuters right here today. Monday, October 19th, saying they may ban people attending the World Cup because emissions are soaring and they can't have carbon tax. Look at this headline. World's future is being decided. We need to curtail air travel now. Curtail? I mean, listen. I've got the treaty, Farmers venturing into brave new world of carbon markets. Look at this. It's total takeover. And the British Lord calling for restricting air travel, he's the guy that owns the carbon credit rating industry. This guy, they don't tell you this in the article, but I have the article where he's the one that calls for that. Look at this. Stern launches credit rating agency. Lord Stern. They don't tell you that, though, when he writes for The Guardian. Look at this. Here is the Copenhagen Treaty. This is only 2 pages of 1,000. Point 38A, global government. I'm going to cover this later, but I'm going to shut up and go to Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, go ahead and launch into this now for me. Go ahead and get into this for me. Go ahead and just recap as much as you can tell us about this guy, the previous info, and get into the new info. Pastor Lindsey Williams, you've got the floor.
A few days ago, now please, folks, understand, this is not a year, 2 year ago information. A few days ago, when I got back in the office for the first time in over 2 months, I picked up the phone. He was very friendly. I was stunned. Now, I'm going to have to admit to you, I am still shaken. Immediately, the very first thing I did was picked up my phone, and I called Kansas City. And I said, I'm hopping the next airplane and coming out there. You have your cameras ready. I went in studio, professional studio, did a multiple camera DVD, three of them, two by 1 hour, another one an hour and a half. I have hired a new fulfillment house. Alex, I'm like you with your new DVD. You've got to get it out. You've got to get it out to everybody you can as fast as you can. You're going to understand why whenever I get into this in a moment or two with what he actually said. I'm the same way. I got a new fulfillment house. I said, I want numbers off. We got 7 operators standing by. They'll ship it within 24 hours. And I did 3.5 hours of DVDs. It took me that long to explain everything that this man told me.
Okay, we're going to plug the number.
Like this.
We're going to plug all the info, but Lindsey, condense it down. What did he tell you?
Okay, here we go. Folks, have your pencil and paper handy because no one has access to this material. This is the first show I've ever given it on. You're the first one to know it, and you'll get it no other place on the face of the earth, believe me. Over 85 years of age, nearly died last winter. I mean, Alex, okay, here we go. You ready? I'm just going to give you one statement after the other, and I'll elaborate on them somewhat as we go along.
I'm ready.
He said, and this is completely different, Alex. I mean, most people haven't even thought about this yet. He said, within 2 years, you will not recognize America. Oh, my goodness. When he said that, my mind went 1,000 miles an hour. By the way, when I was in the studio the other day making these DVDs, the studio owner came in and he said, wait a minute, you can't put that in. He said, you cut that out. He said, it'd be too dangerous to even put that in my studio. And we did. We cut one little segment out because he said, you can't make that statement. He said, it'll fall back on us as a studio. Now, let me keep going here.
This is like Russia. It's none of the guy's business where you're videotaping something in a studio, but the average American's been programmed to be like a Soviet Nazi. You cut out, well, you say whatever you want here. You tell us what's not in the DVD. Lindsey, tell us.
Well, he said, this gentleman, one of them, he knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. You're talking about D8, D10, I don't care what it is. This man knows what it is. He knows he doesn't have much more of his life. He said, quote, within 2 years, you will not recognize America. And the first thing I wanted to know is, what are you talking about? He said then, we have altered our timeline. I'm going to put it this way. The elite have altered their timeline. Now, you'll remember back 2 years ago, I said the price of crude oil is going from $147 to $50 a barrel. He also said some other thing. Oh, Alex, I'll get into this as we go along. He said, McCain is our man. I did not have the slightest idea how important this was. And I'm going to tell you in a few moments, this Obama guy is in trouble. The elite have altered their timeline. After 2 years, he said again, after 2 years, you, oh, Alex, please, I hope every one of your people out there write this down. And when you think about buying Alex Jones' new DVD, don't you hesitate 1 second, because here it is right here. This gentleman said, after 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to rebel. Alex, I was stunned. I mean, this man went on and on and on with what they're doing. Why would you be so poor after 2 years? He kept using the expression 2 years. They have a new timeline. You know, people can stand outside and watch these people as they go in, and you've done a marvelous job of telling what you see whenever they go into these meetings. No way in this world could a person ever talk to one of them himself unless he was under this particular situation with this man, this age, and his physical condition as it is, and he literally poured it all out. He said, after 2 years, you'll be so poor, you won't be able to buy my DVD or Alex Jones DVD. You won't be able to get this material out. They had it planned, and whenever I go into some of the things that is how they're going to bring this about. Okay, I'll give you another one, and I'm going to go back and elaborate on these more. Inflation will escalate over a period of 2 years. You'll remember back 2 years ago, this gentleman said to me, we're going to have inflation, and I kept predicting it was going to take place in a year to a year and a half, and I'm saying now they have altered their timeline to the point that inflation will take place and escalate over a period of 2 years, and by the end of that 2 years, the dollar will have so collapsed, and inflation will be so high that there's no way in this world you'll even be able to afford that airline ticket to go to some Boston Tea Party somewhere. They have it planned within 2 years. They feel like they have it made. I mean, they literally think that they have everything in the bag. They've got it right where they want it. You poor, oh my goodness, you poor, stupid, dumb Americans. I mean, they think they're laughing at you. I mean, this gentleman,
well, Lindsay, let me stop you.
Laughing at the Americans.
Let me stop you. Earlier, I read Club of Rome documents where they said we're going to destroy the economy by design. Maurice Strong at the UN in 92 said through carbon tax, we will destroy the industrial economy. They admit this, and now Schwarzenegger's announcing he's going to ban 40-inch TVs. They're announcing animal ID, premises ID. They're announcing they're going to shut down small markets and bazaars and garage sales. They're announcing troops to be deployed on the streets. They're openly admitting they want to destroy our industry, but you're talking to this high-level elitist who's given you other good intel in the past, and he was going further specifically that they are doing this to destroy the economy. They've stolen tens of trillions of our own money. They're hoarding the money. They're not loaning it. That's even mainstream news. Government's taking over society. Go through the bullet points and then go back over them. So he's saying in the next 2 years, they're bringing us into a full-bore depression.
They already have a timeline set. They have a date set, Alex. I mean, I was so appalled. He never did this before.
Did he say, okay, well, he's spilling his guts. Did he say, are they going to do it with the stock market crash, or is it going to be incremental? Give us the, because I know you were taking notes.
Yeah, he went on to say all of this. Okay, here's the next one. Inflation will escalate over a period of 2 years, and they're going to do this by design plan. I actually have a schedule of events in chronological order. Alex, this would take a whole show within itself.
Well, go over
it. Schedule of events in chronological order over the next 2 years of what they're going to do, and if you know what the schedule of events is, you will be able to follow it and design your own family's dinner table and your job. Okay, let me go back to the main lines here. Inflation will escalate over a period of 2 years. Crude oil prices will remain somewhere around this. They may spike up. They may spike down a little bit. And then, Alex, I asked him about gold and silver. And this is something I did not ask him about 2 years ago. And you asked me on your show, I think it was last time I was on, about gold and silver. Numbers of other talk show hosts have asked me the same thing. I couldn't answer it, so I asked him the question. I said, what about gold and silver? Are you ready? I mean, this is going to be startling also, and it'll definitely help you know exactly what to do.
Okay, I don't know what you're going to say. Tell me, Lindsay.
He said, gold and silver are all you can rely on. He said, this is our money. This is what they use. Have you ever thought about the fact that when you go in there to buy it, you don't pay any state sales tax? There's no regulations. There's no records kept. You can buy and sell amongst yourselves. Gold and silver is their currency. They don't depend on paper. They laugh at these Federal Reserve notes and this paper that's going up and down like a yo-yo. He said, gold and silver are all you can depend on. I'll put it in his exact words. He said, gold and silver are all you can rely on. Now, folks, you take the statement and go with it any way you want to. Your gold dealers do with it what you want to. But I'm just telling you what he said. You cannot depend on the Federal Reserve note. It's on its way out. By 2012, the dollar will be dead. Folks, please, I beg of you, listen to what Alex Jones is saying. He's telling you things that I know you feel are difficult to believe. I'm telling you exactly what one of the elitists themselves said.
Well, they're openly saying in the newspaper, they're openly saying in the newspaper they're going to kill the dollar now. Please continue, Lindsay.
This one, Alex, and this one would take a whole program within itself, too. War, you ready? Folks, this is stunning. This is startling. War is planned after 2 years. Now, I'm sorry. This shook me to no end. And I asked him to elaborate. And he even said where it's going to take place. And he said where it'll start and how it'll spread. It's already planned. I mean,
Lindsay, we're going to tell people about the DVD where you lay this out over 3 hours. We're going to have you back on tomorrow for part two of this, if you can do it. If not, Wednesday. But tell us what region, because I mean, last time you laid your money where your mouth is with the oil prediction from him, you were right. Where is he saying? The intel I've got from the RAND Corporation and the Pentagon is they're going to start wars in Eastern Europe, wars in Central Asia, and wars in the Middle East simultaneously on the order of World War II.
It's going to start in Iran. It'll start around that Middle East area. And it will more than likely be in relationship to Iran and Israel, and it will spread to the entire world. I'll elaborate more and more on that later.
But he says they're waiting for 2 years.
He said you've got a 2-year timeline. Okay, folks, please. Please listen to me. You positively must take action immediately or your children and your grandchildren will forever be slaves to the elite. Folks,
Lindsay, I've never heard you with this much earnest in your voice, and that's how I am. It's coming down. I've never seen them move this quick. I can't even believe the lightning speed they're implementing everything.
The elite are laughing at us. Alex, I am so stunned. You know why they... Okay, I've got so much here, I don't even know where to go. You know why the elite altered their timeline? You know why, but I want to give it to you as they said it. The elite have altered their timeline because you gave them $2.5 trillion in the last 2 months of the Bush administration. Folks, you've got to hear this in depth. I mean, this would take the longest to go into why. I'll tell you briefly. Just before Bush left office, they had created an artificial crisis. It really didn't exist. Isn't it amazing that crisis isn't out there anymore right now?
They came out and badmouthed the market and said we'd have a depression, and it went down a couple thousand points. The Congress admits they were terrorized into it.
Yeah, they were terrorized into it, and the stock market is going to keep going up and up and up and up. Mark my words, he told me what's going to happen to the stock market. He told me where the price of gold is going. He gave a schedule of events chronologically in order over the next 2 years. I think he was really doing it, Alex, because he is so concerned. I mean, his conscience must be, there's no telling what this man feels like, knowing his age and where he is. And I think, really, he was trying his best to do everything he could to warn people. Folks, you have got to take action immediately or your children and grandchildren will forever. Okay, let me go back to why they altered that timeline. In the last 2 months of the Bush administration, they created an artificial crisis. You know, that's what the elite is so good at. They create a crisis, then they create a solution. Well, the solution was for the American taxpayer to give, through the Federal Reserve, all of these trillions of dollars, and then... I'm sure you remember what happened after it was all over with, and some of the news services came out and said, we have got to know where that money went to, and I've got the clip on my DVD. They said when the representative of the Federal Reserve was asked to appear before Congress, and they demanded to know where $2.5 trillion of this money went, they said, we can't tell you. We won't let you know. We refuse to answer. And as a result of you, the taxpayer, stupid, dumb, gullible, they've given you baseball and apple pie and your beer, and you become satisfied with a job. And you know what J-O-B, you know what job means? Just over broke. They've given you exactly just enough to keep you quiet so that you won't rise up. And when you gave them $2.5 trillion approximately, they altered their timeline. I mean, when this man told me what they have done, and basically it's for your good because you've got just a little bit longer. They think they've almost got it made. They're sure that you're not going to rise up and do anything about it. You are not going to revolt because they know that you're already so poor. And after 2 years, he said, you'll be so poor you will not be able to rebel against the elite. And the elite are laughing at the gullible, stupid American. Now, folks, please forgive me for saying that. But the elite are laughing at us because they know that they have us exactly where they want us. Okay, here goes. I'll give you the next statement. Within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. Oh, watch it. General Motors, what happened? They bailed them out. So now the President of the United States of America is CEO of General Motors and Chrysler. Then the banks came along, and they're gobbling up another 7, 8, 10 banks gradually, a little bit at a time, every single weekend.
Now they're taking over health care. They're going to issue national ID cards. You're going to have one to have a job. They've announced it. Stay there, Lindsey Williams. And the carbon tax won't let you drive, live, home inspections, teenagers in uniforms running around with weapons. Just hell is going to be released on us. Lindsey Williams with Inside Info, straight ahead, key information.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo.
You know, we're talking to Lindsey Williams, Pastor Lindsey Williams, inside whistleblower, when he worked with Atlantic Richfield and a bunch of other big oil companies up on the Alaskan shelf there on the slope. He blew the whistle about that. Turned out he was absolutely accurate decades later when it was released by Congress. Same thing with the Gulf of Mexico, full of oil. They won't let us get to in many areas, but the Chinese and others are allowed to have it. Then he talked to this insider, this former CEO of an oil company, one of the biggest. The fellow thought he was going to die, and I guess that near-death experience has made him totally spill his guts to Lindsey. But now so much of what Lindsey's saying from this insider is clear, even from mainstream news. Lindsey was speaking about fall of the Republic because, you know, he's retired, been out of the country some with family. He came back. He just now heard I have fall of the Republic, and he's saying, we haven't talked since my producer just called and got him on because Lindsey was ready to come on and emailed us. That these things mesh together. Everything Lindsey's saying fits in to what we're seeing here on the ground being set up and being done. Lindsey Williams, go ahead.
Everyone listening to the Alex Jones Show right now, I must clarify this. Alex and I have not talked one single time off of the program privately. We have not compared notes. He did not know what I was going to say today. He did not know what the elite told me. I likewise did not go about his new DVD. Folks, we have not compared notes and planned this program. I know it sounds like it. And some of you sitting out there are going to say, well, I'm quite sure these two guys got together and planned to say all this. No, we did not, did we, Alex?
No. I mean, you've been told by your high-level retired CEO, highest levels, this information. I've made a film, Reverse Engineering. I mean, I've got the Copenhagen, Denmark, UN climate change treaty that says world government, and I mean, I've got it right here, and that they say in their literature they want to destroy our economy. I had an economist from Argentina on a few months ago, and he talked about how the IMF and World Bank come in, and we have their documents as well, and bankrupt these countries by design so that you're so poor and starving you can't resist. They're not deploying NORTHCOM for no reason. They're not got face scanning and license plate reading cameras going up for nothing. But do this. Run through your points, and then let's go back through them. But just keep dropping those points on us, Lindsey.
2 years. 2 years. He kept using it over and over and over again. 2 years. Within 2 years, you will not recognize America. They have a timeline. The elitists have altered their timeline because you and me, the gullible Americans, gave them $2.5 trillion approximately, and Bloomberg demanded of Congress to get an answer. They came before the Congress of the United States of America, the person representing the Federal Reserve, and said, I refuse to tell you where $2.5 trillion went. They tell you where the other money went, but $2.5 trillion you gave to the elite, and they still have not told you where it's going. So as a result, they altered their timeline. You've got to hear all the details of that.
They're accelerating it, correct? They're accelerating the timeline.
Well, I don't know. Because, you see, 2 years ago, he told me, he said, you're going to have massive inflation within a year to a year and a half. Well, they didn't do that. Because when they were able to alter their timeline, and they've done some amazing things in these D8 meetings and so on, where you have attended and watched from the outside, and here this man's telling you what they did on the inside.
No, I know, but I mean, it was going to be a gradual inflation, and that's now they're admitting it's. To me, it's, even though it looks like it's not an acceleration, it is an acceleration, because it appears they're moving in with their entire program in the next 2 years instead of just one plank of it more quickly. But Lindsey, 1 minute break. We're coming back with the final hour straight ahead. Stay there. We'll get into the next point. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.